You won't find a particular theme at this year's Humana Festival. Not among the actual plays, anyway. Just ask some of the playwrights.
So the play is about three kids who are abandoned on a farm.
About a New York couple.
A young girl who is 16.
Bob was born on Valentine's Day in the bathroom of a White Castle restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky.
Very funny. It's a comedy.
We have zombies.
It is comedic and dramatic. It's that kind of dark midway kind of play.
The plays may not have much in common, but the playwrights are a different story. They come from different places and have reached different stages in their careers, but they're in Louisville this month for the same reason. During the Humana Festival, Actors Theater isn't just a theater space, it's a marketplace.
Coming here is, it's like the Sundance Film Festival for new plays. It's as high profile as it gets. Directors and artistic directors and board members and funders and agents, and they all like come to Louisville and come see these plays and sort of shop.
Molly Smith-Metzler is a playwright from New York. Her play Element OP debuts at this year's Humana Festival.
And for me, this is my first professional production ever. So I'm really excited.
Theater professionals come from all over the U.S. and as far away as Russia and Bangladesh. They're looking for plays to fill out their season calendars. Not that the market for new plays is necessarily booming. Jordan Harrison wrote the festival production Maple and Vine.
Often what happens with the regional theater is, you know, maybe their season has an O'Neill play or a August Wilson play or a Christmas Carol, and there's one slot for the new play.
Even so, Harrison has become an example of what the Humana Festival can do for a playwright. He had his first professional production at the festival in 2003. Since then, he's been produced dozens of times and won numerous awards. The start he got at Actors Theater was crucial to helping him become a full-time playwright. Although it wasn't just the festival, Harrison also got the one thing every playwright wants for their play after its debut.
You want a second production.
Amy Attaway works with the Apprentice Company at Actors Theater. She's also co-director of the Humana Festival production of The End.
Playwrights will tell you that the hardest thing to get in the American theater is a second production. But getting a second production, that's the key. If you can get that second production, then your play is going to have a life.
Most Humana Festival plays do find life after Louisville. Since 2001, 85% of the plays that have debuted at the festival have been produced later by other theaters. That's why Actors Theater received more than 700 play scripts from playwrights, hoping to land one of the seven full productions in this year's Humana Festival. But even for those who make it, success can be hard to measure. Anne Washburn is the playwright of A Devil at Noon.
I have plays that have been done bunches of times, and I have plays that have only been done once. And if the once has been a really great time, it doesn't make me money. And only a few people have seen it, but it's part of what helps me to keep writing. Gives you the courage to write on.
A Devil at Noon debuts tonight at Actors Theater. Washburn is already at work on her next play. Graham Shelby, WFPL News.